This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The cleanup could be extensive from damage in Louisiana caused by Hurricane Laura. The AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The mayor of Lake Charles says with all the damage, people who evacuated and are coming back should just look and leave. Stanley Hazelton decided not to evacuate.
There's businesses gone. There's people without homes. So it was dumb. I said, we'll never do it again.
Elizabeth Griffin Teachton decided to evacuate near Vinton, Louisiana.
It's 2020. What can you do?
She's glad she evacuated.
With the wind gust ripping the roof off and the wind itself is going to create a noise, that howling noise. You'll never be able to forget it, and it would haunt you forever.
One man said they need ice, water, blue tarps, everything you could associate with a storm 2 hours ago. I'm Ed Donahue.
The police union issues an accounting of what officers say they think has led to the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Kenosha Professional Police Association has provided an account detailing what officers say led to the shooting of a black man last Sunday that sparked protests in Kenosha and further heightened tensions across the nation. The statement says officers made two separate attempts to incapacitate Jacob Blake with the use of tasers, but they were ineffective. Moments later, Kenosha Police Officer Rustin Shesky opened fire. Blake was shot seven times in the back with his three children in the back seat of the SUV. Blake's family says he is paralyzed from the shooting. The union statement says the officers responding to a domestic disturbance call were aware Blake had an open warrant for felony sexual assault. I'm Mike Gracia.
More than 835,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. Most of those deaths are in the United States, followed by Brazil. The number of worldwide infections is more than 24.6 million. This is VOA News. Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, loves hugging supporters and shaking hands in crowds, but even he appears to be spooked by the country's continued high rates of infection, shooing away fans. López Obrador visited the northern border city of Reynosa Friday and told an audience that he considers anyone who joins a crowd to see him as an opponent, not a supporter. On Thursday, in the nearby border city, he cut short one of his notoriously long speeches when he saw a crowd gather outside the event. López Obrador, however, almost never wears a mask. Face masks are now mandatory for everyone in Paris amid worries that that France could become a new virus hotspot. We get details from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Parisians head down into the Paris metro as city officials impose mask requirements everywhere in public instead of just in selected neighborhoods. A fifth of French regions are now considered red zones where the virus is actively circulating. More than 6,000 new infections were reported on Thursday, up from a far lower figure of several hundred a day in early summer. The government, however, is sticking to plans to reopen all its schools next week, and the Tour de France is on. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
German doctors treating Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny for a suspected poisoning said Friday the dissident is in an induced coma, but his condition is unstable and his symptoms are improving. Navalny, a politician and corruption investigator who is one of Russian President Vladimir Putin's fiercest critics, fell ill on a flight back to Moscow from Siberia about a week ago and was taken to a hospital in the Siberian city of Omsk after the plane made an emergency landing. Last weekend, he was transferred to a hospital in Berlin where doctors found indications of inhibitors in his system. Found in some drugs, pesticides, and chemical nerve agents, this type of inhibitor blocks the breakdown of a key chemical in the body that transmits signals between nerve cells. 44-year-old Navalny is being treated with an antidote. And actor Chadwick Boseman, who played black icons Jackie Robinson and James Brown before finding fame as the regal Black Panther in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, has died of cancer. He was 43. Boseman died at his home, according to his representative in the Los Angeles area, with his wife and family by his side. He was diagnosed with colon cancer 4 years ago, according to his family. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello. This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. I've got a great playlist of songs for you today, all kinds of styles. Modern Cape Verdean Morna, Maharaganet, Khmer Afropop, Ugandan Dancehall, Nigerian Afro House, French Afro Beats, and Alternative. Song of the Week, that comes in at half past the hour, is Siti Mamenya, a collaboration by Malawi's Madalitsu Band and the Ukrainian band Tik2. Kwame Ofori joins me virtually to present that. And then, going way back in time, I have a mini vintage tune medley of traditional music from three countries, Sierra Leone, Botswana, and Ethiopia. These recordings were featured on a Music Time in Africa broadcast on the 23rd of August, 1981. Finally, I've got an incredible interview, the first one since COVID-19 broke out that's face-to-face in a socially distanced and outdoor venue with the living legend from Mali, La Grande Dame, Oumou Sangaré. Then we round out the show with Oumou's classic hit, Jarabi Nene. So sit back, people, relax, and enjoy the music. We are starting out today in Benin with a very positive vibe. Here is Peace and Love by Auguste Aidasso, better known as Asiki. right. Yeah, that was the gorgeous music of Asiki from Benin. That song comes off the artist's 2012 EP called Brass Evolution. Hello, I am Heather Maxwell, and you are at the top of Music Time in Africa. Now we move to today's newest sound out of Nigeria with Nini Ola. Commonly referred to in recent years as the Queen of Afro House, Nini Ola's recent 2019 single, Omo Rapala, is dominating the airwaves in Nigeria and in South Africa, where Afro House actually originated. The single was produced by SARS. That was Nini Ola with Omo Rapala.
Hey, I am Mori Ture from Mali. You are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister, Maxwell.
Hello, guys. It is great to be back with you again this weekend. I hope you're all holding up okay under these strange coronavirus times. I'm broadcasting to you today from my home studio, once again in Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C. Going a little stir crazy, but otherwise okay. Listen, near the back half of the hour, my feature interview is with Oumou Sangaré, the legendary Malian singer and women's rights activist who is, lucky for us, stuck in Washington, D.C. due to the pandemic. So stay tuned for that. And of course, for all of the awesome music in between then and right now. This next song, in fact, is from Egypt. It was released about 3 months ago, and it already has 49 million views on YouTube. My colleague, Usama Farak, who is our Africa music programmer and also Egyptian, listened to the song earlier this week. Here he is introducing it via voice message. Hi, Usama.
Hi, Heather. This song is an Egyptian maharaganat genre, which is a mix of the popular shabi and electronic dance music. The song title is Shams al-Magarra, meaning the sun of the galaxy. Three artists are performing the song. They are Omar Kamal, Hamu Bika, and Hassan Shakush. It's about a man who loved a woman dearly, and he considered her as the sun of the galaxy. Then she walked out on him and broke his heart and made him lose trust in everyone in the universe, up until he found another sun of the galaxy. Enjoy.
اللي عنده جرح تشبهني تفضل جنبي طول عمر الفرحة بتكرهني وتقيبها زنبي لو بتدور على الإخلاص عمرك هيفوتك واللي تقول ده أعز الناس نسوا يشوف موتك ولا انا عليهم يقولي اصحاب ضيوف ما بقتش اشوف حد يساعدنا عشاني وسعت مال على الشمال مش عاوز اعرفكوا تاني اللي كنت عليها بحكي لكوا كانت نور عينيا دلوقتي جاي اشهدكوا على اللي حصل فيا قلبي صفالها وحب جمالها وارتحت معاها فجاه لقيتها تشقلب حالها يا قلبي انساها ايام زمان كنت الامان والناس بعنيها شايفه انا مش حزين على دي السنين والنعمه لا تدوق سني جايالي ليه طب عاوزه ايه ده الاولى بالحب امي كله عني بقى بيتكلم شغلين بالكم ليه ايوه هفضل فيكوا بعلم قولوا تاريخكم ايه وخلكم مني عشان عديتكوا بمراحل وشقاخ بس انا بتعب وانتوا في بيتكوا مهمش شغل الدخ سكاكين في ظهرنا حبايبنا في وشنا كم واحد حبنا كم واحد غدر بينا قابين وملفوفة عالقرش ملهوفة والدعمة مخطوفة والغل في عينيكوا لينا بحبكم كده كلكم تستروا وتغلوا مني ما انا عمكم وبقول لكم ولا حد فيكم شاغلني مش طالبة سيد أمالتوا تاخدوا بدرونا اسم الشبح اسم التباح والسمعة يا ابني مضمونة اللي قالك هبقى معاك شوف على فين وداك سابق وسط جرح وهلاك قالي كتير وياك أشدي نفسك واظبط حالك ده محدش هيدوم اعمل اللي يدور في خيالك فوق وصح النوم
That was Hamu Bika featuring Omar Kamal, Hassan Shakush with Shams al-Magarra. Hey everybody, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, and for a little short, refreshing alternative sound, this is Rashan Ahmad featuring Tie with a song called Sea.
Yeah.
Rashan Ahmad with C, a track off his 2019 album, The Sun.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Okay, hi everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far. I've got three more current tunes for you: Ugandan Dancehall, French Afrobeats, and Khmer Afropop, and then Song of the Week out of Malawi and Ukraine. So keep it locked right here on Music Time in Africa. All right, now we're going to move to a nice, chill dance vibe with Eddie Kenzo. Let's dance, he sings. Let's dance, Twe Agale.
Zenesi tene mazam, dunia tene mazam, tenko ze sabintu bicham, segu ya mwana adam, kubaba muli bacham, muli bacham. Zendi woku very nice, waya gala opportunity nkuwa ka chance. Wanodole nguli na chai, owa matanga kuliko na majani. Wali wabanchu nyamu bide bizibu, nga wagala ngweve mumirima. Basi right now, utopende, wama tubale, wama, wama tubale. Twe agale, wama tubale, wama, wama tubale. Twe agale, wama tubale, wama, wama tubale. Twe agale, kubakati ye fabaliko.
All right, hey everybody. So what happens when Nigerian Afrobeats goes French? Well,
Dadju Juna Nsungula, better known by the mononym Dadju. He is a French singer of Congolese descent, and he paired up with Nigeria's international mega superstar Burna Boy for this single. It's called Don Moi L'Accord, or Give Me the Okay.
Je ne veux pas discuter, ma tête est remplie de mauvaises idées. Ce que je veux c'est foncer sans hésiter. Et si on prenait le risque d'y aller sans regretter, ça sera notre petit secret. Toujours la conscience, but not today. Alors donne-moi l'accord, corps à corps. Pas besoin d'être timide, c'est que du sport. Et si tout dégoûte, je t'en donne encore. Donne-moi l'accord et c'est demain qu'on dort. Donne-moi l'accord, corps à corps. Pas besoin d'être timide, c'est que du sport. Et si tout dégoûte, je t'en donne encore. Donne-moi l'accord et c'est demain qu'on dort. Oh, oh. Tell her to do many things for your love. Take you know, say, money me, pop, pop, pop. Looking for me, oh, calling my commander. President, yeah, calling me, governor. C'est demain qu'on dort. Donne-moi l'accord, du corps à corps. Pas besoin d'être timide, c'est que du sport. Et si tout dégoûte, je t'en donne encore. Donne-moi l'accord et c'est demain qu'on dort. Oh, had to be better, sus. Looking for the best, nothing less of us. Baby, if I come to me, rush, rush, rush. Make I love you long, 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 long. Je crois qu'elle me jette, elle me jette un sort. Elle est dans ma tête, de ma tête de sort. Je crois qu'elle me jette, elle me jette un sort. De ma tête fou sortir. Give me the best, give me the best, nothing less of us. Can you not say I give you good, good love? Baby, you should come just the way you are.
Beautiful. That was Donne-moi l'accord by Dadju and featuring Burna Boy. This is Heather Maxwell. And now for that Cameroon Afro pop I mentioned earlier, this is Kameni with her smash hit, Nayo Nayo. It's only her second release so far, and she's young in the music industry, but I think she's just great. I think you'll think so too. Here's Nayo Nayo. Man no go die because family.
Man no go die because family. Man no go die because family. Man no go die because family. On doit pas mourir à cause de la famille. Life is not easy. Ne soyez pas paresse. Il faut que tu te bats. Ton boulot va payer. Make you know say life ain't no easy. La vie est dure comme le caillou. Make you just the prayer for it. Me and no say t'as besoin de choses. You need to some more money to the shine shine. Anything they give you make you appreciate them. Oh 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 oh. Je dois prendre soin de moi. Je dois aussi prendre soin de moi. Laissez-moi au prendre soin de moi. Ma famille est là mais je suis aussi là. Man no go die because family day. Man no go die because family day. Man no go die because family day. On doit pas mourir à cause de la famille. Life is not easy. Ne soyez pas paresse. Il faut que tu te bats. Ton boulot va payer. Family up and popping, together ness is a remedy. oui, mais je ne mourrai pas à cause de la famille. Quand t'as guan, moi je fais des mouniers. Oh, naïo, naïo. Tu dois prendre soin de moi. Tu dois aussi prendre soin de moi. Laissez-moi au prendre soin de moi. Ma famille est là, mais je suis aussi là. Man no go die because family day. Man no go die because family day. Man no go die because family day. On ne doit pas mourir à cause de la famille.
Hey, that was Nayo Nayo by Cameroonian rising star Kameni. You're inside Music Time in Africa, and now we turn to Malawi and Ukraine. And Kwame for...
And this is the song of the week.
All right, hello Kwame.
Hey Heather, what's up with you?
Oh man, you know, I'm back. I was on vacation.
Enjoying yourself.
Yes. But as always, it's good to be back on air with you and everybody. So we've got Song of the Week from Malawi and Ukraine.
Interesting combination right there.
The name of the song is Siti Mamenya, and it is by a Malawian traditional band called Madalitso Band, and the Ukrainian band is called Tiktu. Yes, now... Before we get started, the title means, in English, we don't beat. And what they're referring to is children. All they're saying is, it's better to talk to children when they've done something wrong, not beat them.
Well, I'm sure Africans have something to say about that.
All right, so let's get to it.
Yep, let's go have some fun.
Yeah. So this is a really interesting sound. We don't normally hear this kind of sound on this show. The thing that I noticed right off the bat is just how it's all string, and the strings are all unusual. So in Malawi, they're playing custom-made guitars. That's what this band, Madalitso, is known for. There's just three guys, and they're playing a four-string guitar and then a double bass with a really long neck that is called the babaton. It's unique to Malawi. And then the other guys in Tiktu are playing really small string instruments. Some have four strings, some have six or eight. So it's pretty much all string bass.
I think the little strings you were talking about that were held by the Ukrainians, it's called a ukulele, if I'm not mistaken.
A ukulele, but you know, I checked that, Kwame, and ukulele only has four strings, and that little one has more.
Oh, interesting. Well, it makes the song feel childish and rhythmic, and I like that. It's playful, and you know, it's a breath of fresh air. I really love that about the song.
Sitting in my
was Siti Mamenya by Tiktu and Madalitso Band, a collaboration that, well, it has an interesting story. And guess what, Kwame?
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
All right, next week I'm going to interview the band in Malawi, and we're going to get all the skinny on this collaboration, how it came together. It's really interesting.
That should be fun. Malawi, Ukraine, that would be a fun interview for sure.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that next Sunday. But for now, that was...
Song of the Week!
You got it!
It's music time in Africa.
Now, I am so excited to play you this short medley of traditional music. The recordings all come off of one original broadcast of Music Time in Africa in 1981. And I have condensed them here just so you can get a taste of this kind of old music without running off or changing the station. So stick with me, peeps. Stick with me. You're going to love this, I promise. First up, here is a group of Temne women playing percussion from the Bondu Society, which is a traditional secret society. Okay, that was Bondu drumming. Now, this is a Tswana flute orchestra that was recorded in the town of Ramutsa in Botswana. The flutes are actually an ensemble of 19 copper pipes. The musicians walk around in a circle and they move sideways and just use this simple stamping step. Okay, so that was Tswana flute. And now the third and final sample is tum music from the Gambela regions in the extreme western part of Ethiopia. Tum is a form of the mbira or the likembe or what everybody knows as thumb piano from other parts of sub-Saharan Africa. But here, the metal keys were made from umbrella spokes. Up my mini medley of traditional vintage music from the Music Time in Africa archives.
Hello everybody, it's Juliane, and I'm in the Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on the Voice of America. I'll see you.
Mayra Andrade is a modern Cape Verdean singer who interprets traditional Morna music with amazing skill and beauty. She's truly the torchbearer of the late legend Cesaria Evora. This song, called Tang Kalakatan, which comes off her 2019 album, Manga, is a true work of art. Kalakatan is the sound that a pot makes when it's empty, but you're still trying to scoop food out of it. In Portuguese, she sings this lyric in the song. You went away. You went to nothing. You ignored me. You shunned me. When I got home, I knock, 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 knock. I found nothing, just some tea and incense, a portrait and a cat. The pot was Tang Kalakatan. Come, just come, don't go now. The wrongs I've done, I'll mend them all. The ugly will be beautiful, as we were. It'll be okay.
Thank you. chapa, fé puta, fica bonito. Sim, mano, está, tá, fica bem.
Was Myra Andrade. Hello, this is Heather. And now it's time to introduce our featured artist today, Umu Sangare. This legendary Malian singer and women's rights activist has been stuck in the Washington, D.C. area due to the coronavirus, so I was able to have a nice one-on-one conversation with her, face-to-face. It was at an outdoor party given in her honor, specifically. In case you don't know who Umu Sangare is, she's a Grammy Award winner. She's released 9 albums over an incredibly successful world music career. And most recently, she was featured on Beyoncé's visual album, Black is King. But before we get to all that, let's listen to a bit of one of her most recent songs, the one she talks about in the interview you're about to hear, Sa Manyi, Oh Death. That was the beautiful sound of Umu Sangare with Sa Manyi. Hey, I'm Heather Maxwell, and now we turn to our feature story with the artist. So as I said, Umu and I are sitting together here across the table from one another outside at an elegant backyard party in her honor. In this conversation, she reveals her secret to the longevity of her career in the world music business, and she breaks down the meaning of that song we just heard, Samanyi, and explains also how French superstar Aya Nakamura, whose songs I've played many times on this show before, symbolizes the immense and long-term impact that Umu's music has had on African women's empowerment since the late 1980s. Oh, and you'll hear her saying Wasalu a lot. That is the name of the region where Umu was born and raised. It's called Wasalu. This entire interview is on my YouTube channel too, so you can check it out and see this beautiful, amazing woman. Hello, everybody. I have the great pleasure to introduce you to Umu Sangare. Hello, Umu. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Anna.
It's nice to see you.
Thank you. Me too.
So what are you doing in the United States?
I had just come for holiday 2 weeks. Unfortunately, Corona locked me in here. And I say, okay, fine, I'll stay here. Maybe at the end of the month or so, it will pass. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, today. Oh, my God. But it's okay. I'm not complaining at all.
I'm so happy to be here. Yeah.
We have known each other now for a long time. Well, I've known you more than you have known me, but still, it's been since the late 80s, early 90s, with the release of your very first album, Musolu. Mm-hmm. I was in Mali, actually, living in a village with Peace Corps, and I remember those songs, Musolu, Jarabi Nene, they Andia. Saved Andia. Yeah. Oh, it was just wonderful. But it has been decades where you have released just amazing albums. I think maybe 8 by now. Mm-hmm. You just released one in 2020, mm-hmm. And you started back in the late 80s. So what is the key to staying on top for all of these years?
I work a lot. And I am so in love with my traditional instrument from Wasulu. It's something that the rest of the world has to see. We have things that we must show others.
You're speaking about the Kamelengoni, the Calabas,
the bolon,
Carinha,
Bara.
Oh, I love Bara, the drums. Oh, yeah. And the dance and the singing.
And dance also.
It makes me think of that 2020, your 2020 album, Acoustic. And it shows all of those instruments and you're singing and performing with everyone. I really loved that song, Samayi. I like Jukuru too, but Samayi is really touching. Now, I speak a little Bambara, so I know what it's about. But could you explain what it is? What are you singing about?
Samayi...
Samani, I wrote it, it's been more than 15 years ago. It's a song that speaks about death. You know, death doesn't pardon anyone. It's good to refresh the memories of people often saying, yes, we have something that awaits us. It's better to be correct in life. Because death awaits us. That you do good or evil, you will die one day. It's so important. I sang it because I had lost my first arranger. It was very painful for me.
Who was that?
Amadou Bagindo. He's the one who arranged my first album, Andia, Jarabi Nene, and all of those. It was him. The album came out, and not even 3 months later, he died. So it was then I had the real shock of death, and it pushed me to write a song about death. And since then, when one hears Samani in no matter what radio in Mali, everyone, everywhere in Africa or on TV, that signals that someone has died.
I know you are a big
advocate for women. You mm-hmm. always have been.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you could tell me, from when you first came out with Bifuru, which means, you know, marriage today,
mm-hmm.
and talked about marriage and frankly about problems and issues with women, how have things changed or developed since then, almost 30 years ago?
It helped women a lot, and it continues to help them because I invited them, oh, excited them to believe in themselves, in singing and in working. So all of a sudden, I can say that it had an effect, because many young girls, many women say, I really want to be like Oumou Sangaré. When I hear everything that she says in her songs, it gives me energy, it gives me the courage. And also I see what she herself does in life. It gives me energy. I want to be like Oumou Sangaré.
Me too.
Yeah.
Moi aussi.
Même la chanteuse.
Even the singer. There's a Malian singer who was raised in France, Aya Nakamura.
Yes.
Today, I was so surprised to discover that all of her inspiration comes from me, even to the point that she sang, I am like Oumou Sangaré. So while making the clip, they gave me the crown, and I gave it to her saying, here, take the queen's crown. You are the queen now. Go on, like Oumou Sangaré. So all of that to say that I couldn't imagine that in France, the kids that are there, who are they themselves, because I received letters of encouragement from so many people in Africa, but I didn't think that even those who don't speak my language, because they don't speak Bambara well at all, the kids born in Europe. But I didn't know that the consciousness was turned toward me. So it encouraged me. And I see that it's the result of this struggle since the beginning. And it gives me the courage to continue with this fight.
What plans do you have in the future?
I am stuck here 1 month, 2 months. After 3 months, I said, but Oumou Sangaré, you can't stay here 3 months doing nothing. This is not me. I went in the studio. It's the demo. I start to create songs here. Already the new album. The whole demo is already.
Yes. Do you have the title?
I'm withholding that for a surprise.
Ah, okay.
It's crazy when I call my family. I say, but you know what? I'm stuck here. It's true.
J'ai transformé.
But I transform my stress into work. So I'm not stressed. I'm in the studio. I'm working. They say, Oumou, you are strong.
Like I said, always on top.
Oui.
Always. I try.
Oumou Sangaré, c'était vraiment un grand plaisir.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. And that concludes my feature story with Oumou Sangaré. I'm Heather Maxwell, and hey, we have time for one more song, so let's end with one of Oumou's biggest world hits, and that has been most recently resampled and used as the compositional anchor in Beyoncé's song, Mood for Ava. That's track 4 on her visual album, Black is King, by the way. The song is Jarabi Nene, Love Shivers.
Alubaya panemu
And with that beautiful classic by Umu Sangare, it is time to say goodbye for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Also, a big thank you to Umu Sangare for that incredible interview, and also to VOA's Nanit Talani for that great voiceover, and to VOA Bambara reporter Khadiatou Traore for hosting that wonderful outdoor event. Thank you also to Kwame Ofori for joining me in presenting Song of the Week. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, on my Facebook page or group, on Instagram at MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa. You can get updates, fresh news, photos, and videos. And also, if you want to listen to and read and research more about our vintage tunes, go to Music Time in Africa, our vintage Music Time in Africa radio shows. Go to voanews.com/MTIA-archive. On our FM stations, we are live Saturdays and Sundays at 1505 and 20500 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio, Friday at 0905 UTC, and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 220500 Universal Time. You can always find us online, too, at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay safe and stay beautiful.